Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So we are about to start texting with Claire here. I'm not exactly sure if we are texting her twin sister or we are texting the guy that her twin sister just broke up with to make a move on him.
Oh.
This one.
Juicy.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave now.
Claire, who exactly are we texting?
Oh, so we're texting my identical twin sister, Zach.
The ex. Okay.
Yeah.
Danger, danger, danger here. Tell us how long they've been broken up. This is pretty complicated here, so I'm guessing that you and your twin sister don't get along real well.
Yeah, it's funny. People think because we're identical twins that we're like best friends. We do everything together. That's the furthest thing from the truth. We are so different. And to be honest, like, I had a thing for her ex for a long time, and I watched her throughout the relationship just treat him miserably. I mean, she's kind of a miserable person. She treats people bad all the time, but he was so good to her. You know, she did not deserve him in any capacity. And honestly, it's not like they were together for 5 years. They were together like, I don't know, less than a year. And they broke up in November. And I've been thinking about him constantly. And him and I always had a great relationship. You know, and he would come to me with issues and stuff that they would have, but yeah, she doesn't deserve him, and he's a good guy, so why not go for it?
Well, the good news is we already know that he thinks you're hot.
So, as far as the breakup goes, I'm assuming she broke up with him?
She did. Okay. She broke up with him. It was a nasty breakup, too. She didn't do it the right way. She's just not a good person. Like, I'm sorry.
Would you be attracted to this dude if it wasn't your twin sister's ex?
100%.
Okay.
He's my type. He's not even really her type. That's the irony. Hmm.
Is this the first time that you and your sister have had similar interest or interest in the same guy?
Yes, to this extent. I mean, yeah, maybe we would like crush on each other's significant other when we were young. But like, this is the first time I'm like, oh, yeah, I have my eyes on the prize. And listen, I'm not getting any younger. I want to be in a committed relationship. So
I need to know more about your twin sister to feel like I can get behind this. Because mm-hmm. if we do this, you're going to really destroy your relationship with her for the long haul. So when you say she's not a good person, what do you mean by that?
She just always has a chip on her shoulder. Like always, just one of those people that's so ungrateful for everything. She looks at everybody else's life. She's always on social media. Like, oh, well, why does this person have that? And oh, she's ugly and she's very judgy, very mean. She just doesn't have manners. I'm surprised. We were raised from the same really amazing parents, and she just went the whole other way. It's a bad attitude. She's unmotivated, you know, and I saw a glimpse of hope with her ex. I felt like she was starting to be a little bit nicer, and then she just went back to her crabby self. She's just not a good person. She was always canceling on him last minute or making him wait or, like, demanding things from him. I'm just not that kind of person. I'm much more of a gentle person. She's very aggressive, and she doesn't even have a lot of friends because of that.
Do you think that she might think that you're not a good person if you do this?
To be honest, I can care less.
Oh, so we got some tension here.
Okay, and to clarify, we're doing this, Claire, because you actually like him and want to pursue something with him, not to stick it to your sister.
Correct.
Okay.
It is not to stick it to her. I I don't have time for baby games. See, she's very vindictive. Like, she has those ways. That's not me. But I thought about this long and hard. I mean, they broke up in November,
yeah.
right? So I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. And every time I go on a date with somebody, I'm always thinking about him. So at the end of the day, I'm like, I got to just go for it. Why shouldn't I be happy? She would do it to me in a heartbeat.
All right, let's take a look at this from 30,000 feet just for a second before we go ahead and we help you with this. So this will not only affect your sister, but your parents probably aren't going to be real happy about this either.
They're going to have to pick a side.
Yeah, they're going to have to pick a side also. So are you prepared to mix it up with everybody here? Because that's really what we're going to do.
Yeah, they know she's miserable too. No. Everybody saw it. So it's not just me. It's not just me.
This guy just must be an absolute stud if you're willing to blow up your entire family over this. But you know what? I respect it, sister.
And you also have to take into account, too, like, Claire. So, yeah, obviously, aesthetically, you're probably his type because, you know, he dated your twin sister. But he, after this relationship with her, and if she is as miserable as you say and the breakup was bad, he may want nothing to do with her and her family, and that includes you.
Or maybe even, like, looking at you is like, oh, reminds me of how badly your sister treated him, you know? So he might not be open to it for a whole bunch of different reasons that really don't have anything to do with you at all.
I mean, it's very possible, but I will say that he was always extra nice to me. And even after they broke up, we've ran into each other, you know, a few times, and he's been super friendly, maybe borderline flirty. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it, but I didn't feel any kind of angst because he knew the kind of person my sister was. So I think it was like a sigh of relief in a way. Maybe he was hurt because of the way she did it, but I don't know. To me, it's like a sigh of relief that he had because he didn't look too heartbroken when I saw him not long after. So okay. I don't really know, but I just want to go for it. Why the heck not?
Right? All right. Claire, give us a couple of minutes here. We will regroup and we come back here in just a couple of minutes. We will start helping you text your twin sister's ex-boyfriend.
Okay. That was crazy.
That was a mouthful.
Wait, her miserable twin sister.
Yes.
Twin sister's ex-boyfriend.
Which makes it okay.
Yes.
Right.
Which makes it totally fine.
The twin sister is not a good person.
No.
She's terrible.
Horrible. She's mean. We're not going to say she's ugly because that's your twin sister, and that would be rude. But she's ugly on the inside.
She's ugly on the inside.
They are not identical on the inside.
It's like beautiful on the outside.
Of course.
Texting Tutor coming up next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.